As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I've talked quite a bit before about how mental health professionals, how it's important to really learn to market ourselves. And even though this is not necessarily a marketing episode, we are going to be talking about the importance of building a personal brand and what exactly is a personal brand. And it's important for, even if you're not a social worker or a therapist or even a mental health professional, it is important to learn a little bit about why we as professionals in the mental health field, why it's important for us to build a personal brand. And so this is going to be a helpful episode for you as well. And so we're going to be talking specifically about this episode about social workers. But if you're a therapist and a mental health therapist, then you can apply the same principles to you. It just happens to be that my guest today is a social worker. So I'm looking forward to talking with her and introducing her to you very soon. So the title of this episode is How Social Workers Can Build Their Personal Brand on LinkedIn with Harlani Vasquez. Coming right up. Welcome to the Mental Health Today Show. My name is John Cordray, and I am a licensed therapist, and I'm also the host of this show, and I'm so happy that you're tuning in today, wherever you're coming from and tuning in from. You could be in a completely different part of the world, and I appreciate you tuning in for this. And so I'm sure you have heard of social workers and what a social worker does, and so I'm really excited about this episode because I have a licensed social worker that I'm going to be talking to. But this is going to be a little different as far as we're not going to be talking necessarily about what a social worker does from day to day, but more along the lines of why it's important for social workers to build their personal brand so they can help more people and reach more people with their message. And so today I'm going to be talking with Harlani Vasquez, and she is a licensed social worker. And she is a first-generation Latina, and she is the founder of her business, Your Evolved Mind, where she is a social worker career coach, helping social workers in all stages of their career. And her area of focus includes resume and cover letter writing, personal branding, LinkedIn marketing, salary negotiation, and confidence building. And she provides her clients the tools needed to secure their next opportunity using the LinkedIn platform. She is also a workshop facilitator and a speaker on a mission to uplift and elevate the social work profession. I do love that. She is an experienced social worker with over 10 years working in social services, providing trauma-informed care. And in her 9-to-5, she is a clinical recruiter for a mental health tech company on a mission to build effective clinical teams to deliver quality mental health services. Wow, that is a some bio. Harlani, welcome to the show.
Hi, John. Thank you so much for having me. It's crazy. Every time someone reads my bio, I'm like, who is that?
Well, you clearly have had a lot of years as a social work field. And I would love to kind of learn a little bit about your background and how did you get involved to be a social worker in the first place?
Absolutely. The golden question. So I guess to really piggyback into my upbringing, I was born and raised in New York City. I was raised by a single mother and I grew up in low income. And especially being a first gen Latina, I always say that I was born to make an impact. And I always knew that I wanted to give back to my community. Even from being in high school, even being the early years of college and undergrad, I always found the brain to be very fascinating. And at that time, I didn't really know about social work and I didn't know about the different career paths that I could take as I got older. But I always knew that I really enjoy the human development and their brain and just how people develop over time. And even on top of that, I've always been a natural career cheerleader. I've always spoken to people about their goals and their mission. It's just something that naturally comes out of me. So I think that at the beginning of my career, when I first graduated with my bachelor's degree in psychology, I started working with at-risk youth within the shelter system. And right in that, those opportunities really led me into the area of social work, and being around a collaborative care model really provided me a lot of insight as to the type of roles that I wanted to hold, which is why I then decided to get my master's in social work and then become licensed. And through all of those experiences, I worked with children and adolescents and adults dealing with complex trauma, providing trauma-informed care in different settings, whether it was foster care, the shelter system. I even pivoted a little bit into palliative care and hospice care, working with the elderly population. So it's definitely been a very rewarding time in the social work field. But even through those encounters, whether I was a lead therapist, whether I was a social work supervisor, again, going back to that professional development piece is always something that has been a part of me. Which me being a licensed social worker and then stepping into leadership gave me the opportunity to hire clinicians for our department back then. And it really gave me that insight as to doing outreach and conducting interviews to hire staff. And even having those opportunities, again, continue to just build that fire within that I knew that I wanted to do more. And what definitely led me into building my brand on LinkedIn and starting my business, Your Evolved Mind, because I always knew that I wanted to do more. And it just really started with me sharing content. And then it just kind of blew up from there. And here I am 3 years later, being a social work career coach and being recognized as one of the leaders in the social work field that is truly committed to changing and uplifting this profession. So a little snippet about my journey.
No, that's great. And you have put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears in this, and I'm sure. And it's not easy to build your brand in a business. And when we think of social work or mental health professionals in general, we don't really think about it is a business and how important it is to be able to share their personal brand. And before we get into what that's like and how to do that, can you tell us a little bit about what is a personal brand and why is that important for social workers?
Absolutely. So your personal brand is literally you. Like, it's literally a reflection of your unique traits and what makes you, and being able to also position yourself as an authority in whatever area of practice that you're in your profession. And it's really important to position yourself as an authority in your industry and being able to display certain information that can also enhance that credibility in your area of practice. So it's very important to also build that reputation of the things that you want to be known for, right? So this is where, and the importance of building your personal brand is important throughout your entire career, whether you're a student, whether you're a recent grad or even like a seasoned clinician, you're always going to be evolving, meaning your goals are always going to be changing and your personal brand comes with you as well.
That's a great explanation. Yeah. So your personal brand is just sharing with others who you are. It's not trickery. It's not trying to deceive anyone. It's just saying, hey, this is who I am. This is what I believe. This is my values. And then people resonate with that. And that's where they can follow anybody who has a personal brand. And in particular, LinkedIn. And I know I'm on LinkedIn a lot as well, but there are other social media sites out there. But I think LinkedIn is more of a professional social media. And so it makes sense that for social workers and clinicians to be able to learn how to build their personal brand on LinkedIn is very important. And so tell us a little bit about your experience, Harlini, on LinkedIn, and what has that been like for you as you build your brand?
Absolutely. So I first started with really, again, going back to 3 years ago, it will be fall 2019 when I founded Your Evolve Mind. Like I said, at that time, I was just really looking for an outlet to share value and just give back to my community, whether it was knowledge about how to interview, how to negotiate salary. And again, it was just really coming from a place of love. I wasn't really thinking about entrepreneurship or like personal branding, because that's social work school, or most schools don't teach you how to market yourself or even give that information about what is personal branding. So this was something that through my own exposure and putting myself out there, it was information that I then learned. But first starting on LinkedIn and even other platforms, as you mentioned, but LinkedIn has always been my main platform, my go-to platform for the last 3 years, is really showing your authentic self. And I remember just sharing about my own experiences, again, being a first-gen Latina, navigating the workforce after graduation, how I overcame my own limiting beliefs and my own trauma and all of those things. I just really started from a place of sharing like my authentic self, my real raw authentic self, which I know it can definitely be hard. And if you're hearing this, I don't want you to think that you need to be on LinkedIn and sharing your whole personal story, your life journey. But again, it really starts with understanding who you are. You know, what is your own mission? What is your own values? What type of impact you want to be known for? And going back to what I mentioned, I always knew that I was born to make an impact. So my extroverted self definitely felt very comfortable with sharing my story because I knew that it would inspire others someday. And that's how it started on LinkedIn. I started showing up consistently, going live, and then really getting in front of other LinkedIn thought leaders that then started to recognize who I was, being a social worker, really branding myself as a first gen, and just really getting and building that community. Like you said, once you get comfortable and really owning your voice and owning your narrative, the right people will align. And that's what started to happen over the last 3 years. I've definitely been consistent. And LinkedIn is the number one platform to create those opportunities that you desire. Because of LinkedIn, I was able to start my business, Your Evolve Mind. I was able to make it profitable. I was able to also get recognized for different social work schools across the nation. I was able to also become a board member for different organizations within the social work space, and even podcast opportunities, speaking engagements, and so on, all because I was very consistent with just showing up with who I was, and people wanted to see more of me. And this is why consistency is key. Like, LinkedIn is a platform that you have to also have to be very intentional with what you want your outcome to be, whether it's just really growing a community and networking, whether it's going on the platform to find a job or, you know, start a business. You have to basically milk LinkedIn for what it is. And it's just really creating the opportunities that you desire. So I've just been very grateful and fortunate. And of course, I am not sponsored by LinkedIn because I always get asked. Like, I always talk about obviously helping social workers land jobs using LinkedIn. But for me, it's just something that all of the tools that I teach my clients is stuff that I went through myself. So being able to showcase my unique skills and build my personal brand and build my community led me to those opportunities. And that's what I teach my clients today, how to do that.
No, I think that's excellent. And I liken it to, it's kind of like keeping a garden, right? You can't just plant the seeds and walk away from it. You have to weed it and nurture it and feed it and water it. And it's kind of like that with your personal brand. And I love LinkedIn as well for all the things that you mentioned. And you talked about just a little bit ago about different personalities. And you mentioned that you're an extrovert. And I have heard a lot of professionals say, yeah, I have a LinkedIn, but I'm not really using it. I don't know how. I'm not really a social person. What would you say to somebody that is more of an introvert and maybe they are a social worker or a mental health professional and they haven't quite bought into the importance of building their brand on LinkedIn? What would you say to them?
Absolutely. I get asked that question all the time. I've definitely have had clients who have mentioned the same thing. And I think goes back to what I mentioned originally, that you're going on that platform for a reason. As for my clients, it's because they want to land a job. So I know sometimes the impression is that, wow, that means I have to create link content and go live and do all of these things that are absolutely scary. And I just do not feel comfortable. And I tell my clients, you don't have to do that. You can still build your personal brand behind the scenes without having to do all of these direct facing things. So the first thing starts with your profile, which I know I'm going to give an overview shortly on how to break that down. But it first starts with optimizing your LinkedIn profile with the things that truly align with who you are, where you want to be, your mission, your vision. And first starting with those particular things, because as opportunities can still come to you if you have a marketable, profitable LinkedIn profile. And you can also reach out to people, like I said, behind the scenes, maybe reaching out through a future hiring manager or a future colleague, maybe only through LinkedIn message, because maybe you may not feel comfortable getting on a Zoom call or phone call. I always tell my clients, meet your own self where you're at and build little by little. Like, don't feel that you need to do all of these things in order to build your personal brand. You can still do it because somebody knows somebody. I always say the more conversations you can have as best as you can, then more opportunities can present yourself, because I have a thing that the more eyeballs on your profile, that means more opportunities in whatever capacity that you will want it to be.
I think that's great advice.
What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And I particularly liked how you said you don't have to change who you are. This is not about being an actor. And this is about being your authentic self. And I really liked how you said that. And then you just decide, what is it that you really want? And how do you match your personality with that? And I think that's great. And what you mentioned about profile. So if you're listening to any of the listeners listening to this, maybe you've heard of LinkedIn, but maybe you don't have an actual LinkedIn account. So on LinkedIn, you build a profile, and there's actually, it's almost like a resume in a way, where you have your profile picture and a description, a title. You can add in all of your education. There's a section where you can type quite a bit, actually, about you. And so that you're saying that building that profile is probably one of the first things that you would recommend.
Absolutely. And it's very crucial. And before you even do that, this is where, again, this what I'm about to say, this goes for any profession. The first important thing, as I mentioned, you're going to be on this platform for a reason. So first identifying, like, what are your goals? Do you want to be on LinkedIn to network? Do you want to be on LinkedIn to find a job? Or do you want to be on LinkedIn to start a business? First identifying your non-negotiables. But after that, first starting with doing a career inventory. What I mean about a career inventory is literally looking at your resume, looking at all of the roles that you have held, even if they were unpaid, even if they were volunteer, and creating all the things you loved, all the things that you did not like, and all of the roles that you held, and really identifying the things that really brought you joy, that really brought you your own areas of expertise, and really creating that ideal scope of practice, right? First, identifying your, again, part of your personal brand, identifying your own core competencies. Then once you do that, then you can go on LinkedIn and break down your profile in a couple of ways. The first one is your LinkedIn headline. So when someone looks at your LinkedIn headline, it should be very clear as to who you are, whether you are a recent grad, whether you are a clinician, whether you are a student. It should be very clear when it comes to your title. Because here's the thing, when you first create a LinkedIn profile, it will do everything automated for you. Meaning that if you put you are a student at NYU, then it will say you are a student at NYU. So you have to go out in there and optimize your profile. So going back to your headline, again, really honing in with first who you are, right? And then identifying your goals or your mission or your vision or even the type of role or impact that you want to make, right? Because it can be like clinical social worker on a mission to enhance individuals' quality of life or something like that. And I know it's very generic, but I'm saying in the sense of like, if your goal is, let's say, wanting to provide trauma-informed care to children and families in underserved communities, then that's your mission, right? Thinking back, what do you want to be known for? What type of impact are you trying to make? Like, if you check on my profile, I have teaching social workers how to build a personal brand on LinkedIn, right? Like that is my area of expertise, as well as being a workshop facilitator and content creator. The same can go for you. Maybe you're great at group facilitation. Maybe you're great at, you know, conducting biopsychosocial assessments or crisis intervention, identifying your own things that are very important to you. And then of course, your About Me section is taking that 110%, identifying your why. Why did you get into this field? What type of population or area of practice do you want to be a part of? Or even highlighting those accomplishments in your career, whether you co-facilitated a workshop for youth in foster care, or you're really identifying, like there's no right or wrong when it comes to the type of things that you write in your About Me section, because your experience is your experience. I often say your degree is your investment, and it got you to where you are today. So you want to be able to get comfortable in owning your narrative and owning your story, even if, let's say, you're not in your ideal role or in where you are in your career, you're going to get to where you want to be. So it really starts with identifying those key things on your LinkedIn profile. Because think about it. If someone goes to your profile, they, even as a recruiter standpoint, it needs to be very clear, again, who you are, What are you trying to accomplish? What are your own areas of expertise? And where do you want to be? So this can also be the same way if you currently have a private practice and you want to grow your private practice. It is still the same goal. But you have to ask yourself, again, what do you want to be known for? And what is the type of impact and mission that I'm going towards? In a nutshell, of course.
No, I think that's great. And what do you want to be known for? What is your intention? What's your goals for being on LinkedIn? And you're also a clinical recruiter. And you and I both know that there is a mental health crisis going on right now. Mm-hmm. And there's a shortage of professionals. And there are lots and lots of mental health workers who are wanting and looking for a job. And you just laid out exactly one of their first steps to do on their LinkedIn. And as a clinical recruiter, someone who recruits mental health professionals for an organization, do you go and you look at individuals' profiles on LinkedIn? Does that help you in your 9-to-5 job?
Absolutely. Especially if I have a resume that I feel, I know not everyone knows how to write a resume. I've sometimes gotten resumes that are like, I feel that this person has more. I'm like, there's no way this is all they've done. And so I search them up on LinkedIn. So it definitely helps if they have a profitable LinkedIn profile. Because here's the thing, and this goes, any recruiter will be able to tell you this. If you apply to a role, it should be very clear that you understand the company's mission and vision and the population that we serve. For example, if all of your experience have been with children, adolescent, and you're applying to a role that has to do with elderly clientele, then as a recruiter, I'm going to be like, wait, why is this person interested in this role? And how can they reassure me that they're able to work with this population? So if you're not able to highlight those things, whether it's on your resume or your LinkedIn profile, then it's going to be an automatic pass. Because as recruiters receive so many resumes, and it's a 6-second scan. So if you don't have, like, it's very important, like I often tell my clients, or even candidates that I speak to, is do your research. Know the type of population that you're trying to work for and make sure that if you don't have, let's say, experience with, like the example I just mentioned, let's say all of your experience have been with children and adolescent and you want to work with the elderly population, then this is why it goes back to doing that career inventory. What are the key skills that you have gained from working with this population that you can translate into working with the elderly population? So that is how you have to think, and that is how you market yourself. Everything, not saying that you should lose sight of who you are and your goals, but everything should always be tailored to the company's mission and values, obviously making sure it's alignment with you, of course. But that is how it works. And that is how you get your foot in the door, making sure that things align 110%.
Yeah. And great insight there, because a lot of times people will just send off their resume and they kind of just wipe their hands and say, I've done everything I can. But what we don't realize is that the person who receives that resume will probably do a little bit of research. If something on the resume is interesting, they're going to go more than likely to your LinkedIn profile. And so I appreciate that insight coming from you.
Of course. And one thing I want to say is regarding LinkedIn is that, which is why it's very clear to really hone in on, if you want to work with all ages, and that's great too, then you want to keep it very generalized. But it's also coming from a recruiter standpoint, we can even identify red flags. Because if I go on LinkedIn and it seems that you don't really know what you want, or you're very like, let's say, there's a lot of gaps, or you just tend to don't stay in a position for more than like 2 months, then that's a red flag. I'm going to be like, this person does not know what they want, so I'm not going to invest in them because they're just going to leave. So you want to be also very particular as to how you put the information on your resume and your LinkedIn profile, because obviously it should be with reason. So we're always watching.
Yeah, I like that. Yes. And for good reason, because like you said, you get lots of resumes and lots of applications. And the ones that are probably going to stand out are the ones that are going to have their optimized LinkedIn profile. So that is something that anybody can do. And so before I let you go here, or getting towards the end, I want to talk a little bit about your coaching. And you do focus exactly what you're talking about in resume and cover letter writing. You're talking about personal branding, LinkedIn, salary negotiation, building their confidence. So you're like the whole package with your services. So tell me just a little bit more about that in case someone is thinking, yeah, I can do a profile, but there are a lot more to looking for a job, for instance, than that. Maybe they want to learn a little bit about what kind of coaching you do. And then tell us a little bit of how somebody can reach out to you.
Absolutely. So in regards to my role being a social work career coach, I mean, you said it perfectly. It's a whole package. So like, even if you check out my website, yourevolvemind.com, you're going to be able to see detail by detail as to my curriculum is what I say, because I work with social workers in all stages. And if you're listening to this and you're a clinician, absolutely still reach out, because again, it's still all related. But I also help social workers land jobs outside of the clinical routes. It can be more macro. It could be in tech. It doesn't have to be direct practice. And I work with them, whether they're a recent grad, whether they're in their last semester, whether they're just a seasoned clinician. And I'm always going to utilize my social work lens, meaning that my clients, I really help you hone in on your ideal role. I help you identify those limiting beliefs that could be holding you back from maybe seeking a promotion, from even putting yourself out there, from pivoting, whatever it is. Like, mindset piece is a huge component in my work, enhancing that confidence. But most importantly, I'm here to teach you and show you how to revise your resume, how to revise your cover letter, how to build that personal brand and market yourself on LinkedIn. But most importantly, how to find and reach out, you know, to other recruiters, and even how to interview with confidence and negotiate salary. I'm here with you every step of the way from the beginning to end, which is why if you go on my website, you'll be able to see those coaching containers. Because I always say, if you just want to get a job and just optimize your resume, there's a lot of free resources out there. But for me, like, I genuinely love what I do and I genuinely care. And I'm here to push you respectfully, of course, and help you step out of your comfort zone. So I'm literally like a coach at heart. And you check on my website, you're going to be able to see like recent testimonials of what my previous clients have said. And of course, you can definitely find me on LinkedIn, Arlene Vasquez. Feel free to connect with me, send me a message. Again, check out my website, yourevolvemind.com. If you see what you like, or you're maybe on the fence about working with me, I offer free consult calls where we will discuss more in depth your goals and to see if career coaching would be a good fit for you. And if it turns out it's not a good fit for you, I also offer resources, because at the end of the day, I am on a mission to uplift and elevate our profession.
All right. That's exactly right. That's awesome. Well, our time is running out here, but before I let you go, a question that I ask all of my guests, it has to do with self-care, because I talk about self-care all the time and it's so needed. I'm really curious about what it is that you do. What are some of your favorite self-care practices that you do for yourself?
Absolutely. Another golden question. So obviously, it's very evident that I am a woman of many talents, but self-care is something that I definitely hold to the very core, because again, as a formal licensed social worker, I have definitely been burned out. So I have been very mindful of paying attention to my body and really paying attention to what I need, right? Whether it's sleep, whether it's eat, whether it's rest. So I'm very intuitive with how I feel on every day to day. And I also adjust my schedule as best as I can. At least for in my business, I have full control, right? So I definitely pay attention to how I feel, but I really set boundaries. I set up my schedule very strategically, only coaching once a week, maybe only working on my business, maybe like 5 hours a week. Like, I'm very strategic, and weekends I disconnect. So that's the first thing, with taking full control of the projects that I take in, the people that I work with, really make sure that I'm able to have a schedule and take on projects that still allows me to be 110% for my clients. And then when it comes to the fun things, is I currently have 2 dogs. So they are definitely my form of self-care. My little Chihuahua and my Doberman Pinscher. I definitely spent lots of time with them. And yeah, I mean, I throw myself dance parties from time to time. So that is my self-care. I mean, again, my huge extroverted self.
Yeah, I love that. And that is so important. So thank you for that. I appreciate that. And then I thank you for coming on the show and sharing your passion for social work and for mental health that's so needed, and for the work that you do to help others get out there and fulfill their mission and calling as well. So thank you so much for coming on the show.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me. And y'all, connect with me. I'm here to help.
Great. That's awesome. Make sure you go to yourevolvedmind.com and learn more about Harlina Vasquez and her coaching work and her work on LinkedIn. You can connect with her there as well. You can also go to the show notes here at the Mental Health Today Show. You go to mentalhealthtodayshow.com and you can listen and go to the show notes of this episode and all of the episodes of the Mental Health Today Show. Well, friends, thank you so much for tuning in. And I want to encourage you to continue working on your mental health every single day. And remember, the Mental Health Today Show has been championing your mental health since 2015. Take care, my friends. Bye-bye.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.